His check on stories we're following for you today on Robin Hood Radio. A Massachusetts man was run over by an excavator near the railroad tracks in North Canaan. In this morning's Republican American, a 59-year-old man from Monterey, Massachusetts, working to replace a section of tracks, died after being run over by an excavator yesterday. North Canaan Fire Chief Brian Allen said emergency services were summoned at about 2:45 in the afternoon to a section of railway adjacent to the crossing along Route 44 at Gandolfo Drive. A crew from Housatonic Railroad was at work when Warren Thompson was in a blind area unseen by an equipment operator. Emergency medical responders already were on the scene when firefighters arrived. The town's ambulance garage is located just a few steps from that incident location. A LifeStar helicopter was called and landed at Sharon Hospital but did not transport the victim. He was taken by North Canaan Ambulance to Sharon Hospital, where he was pronounced dead on arrival. State police, who also responded to the scene, are conducting an investigation, along with the Federal Railroad Administration, which is sending its own investigators, according to Connecticut State Police. The Falls Village Planning and Zoning Commission has voted to close the public hearing on the River Road Affordable Housing Development Plan. The commission will begin their deliberations at the next regular meeting, Thursday, October 22nd at 7 p.m. Now, a full video of that meeting is available on the web at vimeo.com/46838617. Well, after years of construction, meetings, plannings, it's open. The new Salisbury-Sharon transfer station on Route 44, heading out of Salisbury into Millerton just before State Line Car Wash, is now open. It officially opens to the public at 8 a.m. this morning. In Cornwall, the deadline for next month's Chronicle submitting stories there, and also at 7 o'clock, the Board of Finance in Cornwall has a Zoom meeting. The Town of Ancrum preliminary budget public hearing will be held. Ancrum Town Board will hold a public hearing via Zoom, soliciting public comments on the preliminary budget. The public hearing will begin at 6:45. A copy of the preliminary budget is available at the town website. More information is available at that town website. Pine Plains has a town board meeting via Zoom. It's at 7 p.m. Coming up on Saturday, October 17th, at the Hotchkiss Library in Sharon, Representative Johanna Hayes in Congress hears from residents in Salisbury and Sharon. You can sign up at hotchkisslibrary.org. American Legion Post 178 will hold a barbecue amid the COVID pandemic, a joint venture of the American Legion Auxiliary and Sons of the American Legion, Saturday, October 17th. Takeout only chicken barbecue with sides and dessert. Dinners can be picked up at the American Legion Post 155 Route 44 between 5 and 6. Advance tickets available from any Legion member or by calling or texting 518-755-0291. Tickets will be $15 each. The Egremont Volunteer Fire Department annual steak dinner is takeout only this year, Sunday, October 18th. 14-ounce strip steak, salad, potato, hot fudge sundae, garlic bread, and soda. You can pick up at the South Egremont Firehouse 4 till 8 p.m. Donation $25 per dinner. Check or exact cash. Delivery orders are available. 413-528-0971. Grills, dump trucks, chippers, and more will be available in Dutchess County's surplus auction, which we held online 8 p.m. October 19th. More information is available at the Dutchess County website. In other stories we're following for you today, in Great Barrington, residents are upset at a town name on a COVID-19 policy declaration. If you're circulating a proposal that challenges public health policy amid a pandemic and you get an international scolding, especially when the White House embraces it, and you want what critics call a fringe document after the town in which it was kindled, watch out. Townspeople are coming from you, from the Berkshire Eagle this morning. That's the state of things a week after three scientists wrote and signed the Great Barrington Declaration at a libertarian think tank off Division Street, launching it around the world for signatures. The idea was hatched at a mini summit this month with the American Institute for Economic Research. The town of Kent has been awarded $2.35 million in Federal Transportation Alternatives Program grant to create new sidewalks on three streets in town. First Selectman Gene Speck said this week, road foreman Rick Osborne said the grant application specifies the construction of new sidewalks will be on South Main Street, Maple Street, to the Stewart Farms Apartments, and Lane Street. He noted the new grant could free up bond money for the overall sidewalk replacement project, suggesting the town consider replacing the sidewalks also on Elizabeth Street. Housatonic Valley Regional High School Principal Ian Struver announced that the annual spring production put on by the Housatonic Musical Theater Society has been canceled for 2021. Percentage of positive tests for COVID-19 jumped to 2.4% based on test results reported on Tuesday in Connecticut. That's the highest single-day uptick since June. Red Oak's 5th District polling location will remain at the Episcopal Church of St. John the Evangelist following a Dutchess County Supreme Court decision on Tuesday. The judge denied an Article 78 petition commenced on September 4th by, among other parties, Bard College officials, noting there would not be enough time for Dutchess County Board of Elections to adequately inform voters of the location change. It was made despite church officials saying the space cannot support an adequately safe environment for poll workers as well as voters. Amid the COVID-19 pandemic, Dutchess County Republican Elections Commissioner Eric Height praised the decision, stating, quote, the rule of law has prevailed, end quote. Bard's president, along with campus officials, a student, and the Andrew Goodman Foundation, a social justice organization, sued the County Board of Elections to have the location moved onto its campus for the November 3rd general election. Marist College has extended their COVID restrictions with 29 additional cases found. Dealing with those cases, according to the commissioner of the Dutchess County Department of Behavioral and Community Health, individuals who tested positive are, and if any staff employees were infected, is still unclear. The college is declining to share that information. Well, the COVID-19 pandemic forced most fairs and festivals in the Mid-Hudson Valley to be canceled. Residents will be able to taste the fair food they may have missed at the Dutchess Stadium this weekend. Hudson Valley Drive-Thru Fair Food Festival is set to take over the Fishkill Stadium for 4 days of foodie fun beginning today. Without any foot traffic, guests will be provided a menu and drive a route past various food trucks in attendance. They'll be able to place their orders from their vehicles and even re-enter for seconds. The festival attempts to address COVID-19 concerns by limiting guests to their vehicles and barring foot traffic. Attendees will order and eat from their car. The event is free to attend, but not to park. Guests can purchase a $10 ticket to secure a parking space at the stadium, which also includes $5 in food vouchers for the event. Hudson Common Council President Thomas DiPietro is foregoing his Common Council salary for 2021, and instead of the salary proposed in the budget, he earns about $12,500 this year. Quote, while my salary is a tiny fraction of the city budget, I hope it inspires us all to realize some sacrifices will have to be made until the economy recovers. Our business brief is underwritten by Morgan's at the Interlaken, interlakenin.com. And also, you'll find them on Facebook, and Salisbury Bank, salisburybank.com. Dow Jones Industrial Average was down 165.81 to 28,514. The NASDAQ was down 95.17 to 11,768.73. And the S&P 500 was down 23.26 to 3,488.67. We'll take a look at the tri-state forecast. That'll come your way in just a few moments.